In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In terms of over 2,000 years of church history, Christ the King Sunday is relatively new, which is to say that it is by no means ancient. In fact, Christ the King Sunday isn't even 100 years old. Established in 1925 by the Bishop of Rome, Pope Pius XI, Christ the King Sunday was a response to the rapid spread of secularism and atheism throughout the world at that time. For in Russia, there was communism. In Italy, there was fascism. And in Germany, the National Socialist Party, more commonly known as the Nazi Party, was slowly starting to rise. For as it turns out, a world without religion, or a world without the influence of Christ and his church upon both society and culture, really is not that great of a world at all. But sometimes the world is slow to learn the lessons of history. And the so-called secular and atheistic utopia that so many dream about today often sounds an awful lot like the nightmares of our past, which is exactly why today we observe Christ the King Sunday. For as Psalm 146 in the third verse of that hymn, Praise the Almighty, teaches us, trust not in princes, they are but mortal. Earthborn they are and soon decay. Vain are their counsels at last portal, when the dark grave will claim its prey. Since then on one can help afford, trust only Christ, our God and Lord. He is our King forever. Which, by the way, is most certainly good advice to heed as we approach yet another election year. For despite whatever happens, let us not forget that even though we're all citizens of a particular earthly government, we are first and foremost citizens of an eternal and everlasting kingdom. For God before country is not just a simple turn of phrase, but it is the very life each one of us is called to live. So render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Pay your taxes, but pay all homage and give all glory to God. For today we are called to remember that we have a King, and his name is Jesus, which is sadly something that can easily be forgotten as times are tough. For today our ears are flooded with the news of war in Ukraine and war in the Middle East, stories of the possibility of another worldwide pandemic and a nation falling deeper and deeper into debt. But generations before us have all experienced hardships similar to these, and the church has always, always triumphed. For the good news, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, is that Jesus Christ is Lord, or more specifically, that Jesus Christ is King, and that the gates of hell have not, cannot, and will not ever prevail against his holy church. But that, of course, certainly doesn't mean that the church has not faced her fair share of challenges in the past. Nor does it mean that today we are no longer called to take up our cross and follow Christ our Lord. No. It simply means that despite whatever obstacles we face, God is still faithful, and Jesus Christ is still King over all. Therefore, in the words of St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, and as I read these words, I want us to really think about all of the things that the church suffered at the hands of the Roman Empire. Therefore, in the words of St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, we read, but what then shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also give us all things? For who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So as we celebrate this Christ the King Sunday, let us not forget that history is just that. It is his story. History is the story of a king and his kingdom. The story of the cross first, followed by resurrection. A story which has been playing out over and over again for all God's people since the beginning of time. The story of Christ our King. A story which always ends and will always end in victory and triumph. So do not worry about your life, but trust in your divine sovereign and obey your King of Kings. For blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And may all God's people say, Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.